Today we're going to talk about it.
Let's get to it.
We're going to talk about 90s R&B, man.
I love 90s R&B.
It was the best time for R&B. And maybe I'm biased. 90s R&B.
Hell, even like early 2000s, just that music in it. 90s R&B and hip-hop and R&B within like the amazing. 90s to like, you know what I'm saying?
Like
early
2000s
or whatever. That was my shit.
Who's your favorite artist, male or female?
Ooh, R&B artist?
R&B.
Ah, man, look, this is not to endorse him, but R. Kelly. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I grew up
musically.
Off that nigga. Like, yeah.
He's a terrible person, but musically.
Absolutely.
He was, we're not gonna act like he's
a style of nigga. If I ever see him, like, face to face, I'll punch him. Because what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Like, you're 70 years old, bro. You'll die. Like, stop it. But I'll punch him because I don't like niggas like him. But I grew up off of him.
Yeah, we talking about pre before
and
we knew.
And he is amazing. I'm talking about TP2. I heard that when I was young. Like,
yeah,
I was
probably
11.
Yeah.
And my cousin put me on it. I was like, holy shit, this nigga is talking about, like, the way he just broke down, like, the room. From beyond this bed of mine, I see. Like, he talks about ceiling fans with you on top.
And you're
of
a real
me.
Visual person. You're like, oh, shit. I'm in there.
I was like, this is exactly. I was a part of it.
I'm in you know there.
So, yeah, most definitely, as far as R&B, it was him. But, you know, also Usher.
Oh, my God. Usher. So, the first, CD my dad bought me was Usher, My Way. I had played that. I brought that shit. Man, when I tell you, I went in the fifth grade. It was the last day. And my dad had got me, like, three CDs. It was Usher and Genuine, 100% Genuine.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say him. Yo,
anxious.
I used to.
Me too. Meet me at 11:30.
You know how people always talk about your parents will call you down to come dance or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I was the one when I would hear Genuine or some Usher, I go and put on my shades. You made me want to leave Mine was Pony for Genuine.
I still be dancing a Pony now.
I literally would go crazy when them songs came. I put on a black leather jacket with pleather jacket. And literally.
Uh-oh. Looking for a partner.
Someone
who knows how to ride.
That's how you knew.
They would come from the throat. Someone who knows how to ride.
Just in case y'all don't know, this is the 90s finger.
One more time. All right. Someone who knows how to ride.
Up, you go.
Without even falling off. Yeah. They used to do the runs too.
I love it. I love everything. I used to like when they used to be in the videos with the big ass boots.
Oh,
and they used to always.
When they be pop blocking with them big ass boots.
They be in the snow with boots on, shorts, a jacket, no shirt. What was that? H-Town. Somebody rocking that boat. They had snow in the. They would have snow. Random ass snow in the video. Y'all niggas ain't cold. Like, first of all. And they'll kick the snow with their heel or whatever, right? And then they always did this. They always extended their hands. And then they'll come in.
And it'd be like two or three of them like that. Though.
No, they'll hug their own self. Like,
do it. Oh, hug yourself.
I love that 90s shit.
The videos were amazing. Oh, I miss the rain. Everybody had rain in their videos. If you're not looking out a window with some rain, you wasn't on your 90s R&B.
Facts. They made you feel good. And not only that, their dance moves. If they were talking about rain, it'll be this.
Both hands.
They told a story with their dance moves.
It was interpretive dance. These motherfuckers, and we didn't even know. We was just watching that shit.
It was aerobics when you did they dance moves.
Oh, my God, yes. Hey.
Drew Hill used to, you know what I'm saying?
What's the song?
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. They would talk about sex like none other.
It was so pretty that you didn't even know they were talking about sex.
It was so melodic. You had
What's
no
the
idea.
Song I was into?
You were talking about Too Close.
Oh, yeah.
He got a freaky part at the beginning. Don't stop now. You done did it. Like, when he said that at the beginning.
Like, it's her fault.
You know what I'm saying? It was so, like, I was y'all niggas are horny. Don't stop now. You done did it. Like, sir, you horny as hell. And we didn't even know.
And I was like, stop, thank you, dancing guy. And I was at the family reunions. Why did they let us sing that shit?
I have no idea.
That was so inappropriate.
It was definitely inappropriate because we didn't know what we were singing.
I didn't even
know
what
we were just
is.
Singing.
Baby, no more crying. No more crying.
No. Oh. That's the crazy part.
We don't
even
know.
No, we don't
be knowing the words.
Some of the,
like so excited. Ooh, you know I like it.
I try, but I can't.
How did I fight it?
Whatever it is, the nigga was horny. I try, but I can't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you're dancing real close. It's real. That nigga was having a mini orgy. It's surreal. That nigga was
you
coming.
Making it hard for me.
They put. I thought I was like making it hard. Like, yo, they make it
difficult. Yeah, and I was
they
like,
were
wait
talking
a
about.
Minute.
They literally meant like, nigga, I'm boarded up in this. These dudes, and it was you would never know what they were saying.
Because it's so prettily sung. Pretty.
Absolutely. Like, we just didn't even know where it's like. One of my things was two things. The Mariah Carey song or whatever. I didn't know that shit was about stalking.
It is? What?
Where she was talking about. No. Where she said, you will always be my baby. And then, I didn't, you see.
Wait.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know that's what she said.
Oh, and we'll linger.
I thought she said, in the window. I was like, oh, she's trying to get his attention out of the window. Fights have been up a different approach. Because we used to just do that, right?
We did do that.
Boy, did you know you can't a baby? Ooh, darling, because you'll always be my baby. Shoot-a-loop. That's all we knew. Because I didn't know she was saying, but when you look at the lyrics, she says, you will always be a part of me. I'll follow you. In what was it?
Indefinitely.
Yes. Boy, don't you know you can't escape me?
Oh, shit.
It's a psycho bitch. Ooh, darling, because you all. If a nigga said that to a girl, jail time. Immediately. You see what I'm saying?
Indefinitely.
I'll follow you. Don't you know you can't escape? Bitch, no. What is going on? What type of shit is this? So, yeah. So, that was stalking. That. Then I didn't know the song. I didn't know none of the words to. But I loved it. Like, even reggae back then.
Maxine.
Oh, my God. That one
I still don't know.
Mad as she wrote.
My niggas told me that he said not her booty's like a bunch. I thought it was rolls. But he was saying her beauty is like a bunch. Like
it's not her booty's a bunch of rolls?
I thought it was her booty's like a bunch of rolls.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, her booty
her
bread.
Her booty is a bunch
like
of rolls.
Like a roll of bread. You know what I'm saying? Like a bunch.
She did.
You feel me? Yeah. But it was
that makes
her
sense.
Beauty is okay. Like a, and I told that nigga he's lying, right? Because I don't believe it. Even there was another reggae song that I thought was so beautiful. I thought this was sex music, and it's called "Boom Bye Bye" by Buju Banton. And the song goes, "It's like boom bye bye in a body boy and no man I want no friend I got money I feel dead," and it goes. Like, you know this song because part
the
of the song,
the
they, every time you play that song, either before it or after it, is this song that goes, girl flex,
time to have sex.
Because it literally like has, like, the treble from that song in the other one. So it's easy to mix. So just by association, I thought this was a bedroom song. No, everybody used to get wrong. It's literally, like, in the same.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, this is an ultra sexy song. You hump girls when it, well, consensually.
Consensually,
what's it called? Yeah, so, but guess what that song is about?
What?
It was talking about beating up or killing gay people. It was a homophobic song. My whole childhood was there. So when he says, it's like boom, bye bye, and a Bati boy said, Bati boy.
Oh, that
gay
means
boy.
Gay. Oh,
and
my
boom,
God.
Bye bye. Like,
and we will be singing the shit out of
yeah,
that
and
shit.
He said, shoot them, Bati boy, we done shot them. And he says something like, Suzette is for Paul, Suzette is for on where them bumba clouds get them business from. Like, I didn't know that until my friend had to break it down for me. I was like, oh, okay. We didn't know. Sean Paul was singing about Give Me the Light. I didn't know. He was talking about weed. No, he was talking about
Okay,
he
was
talking
like,
about, like, just, yeah, like, just light it.
Just give me the light.
I thought it was like, nigga, I'm a comedian.
Give me the light. One minute, motherfucker.
I'm ready
to
go.
1 minute.
We didn't know what the fuck we were singing.
You know, Brandy. I used to fuck with Brandy. Brandy? I don't know why I got my voice so deep. Brandy.
Oh, my God.
Brandy.
Yes.
Okay, this going to, I'm trying to word this in a way. Brandy sounds sleepy when she sings. And I always used to.
that was the best way to put
okay,
it.
Okay, am I right?
Yeah.
You hear right? Give me a Brandy song. What's that?
Sitting up in my room.
It's real. Every night,
Nah, think about it. She's a black version of Britney Spears.
She is. Tell me. Open your mouth.
What about I Wanna Be Down?
Open your mouth.
That is true. The boy's mine.
Who's her part?
Yo, I promise this is so spot on. For y'all who don't know about Brandy, that was spot on. Or whatever. Yeah, they was
practicing.
No, and they were singing about shit that we didn't even know about. And whole time, like, I thought Monica was always, like, in her 20s.
Yeah, she was, like, 15.
Yes.
I thought that was a grown woman.
When she recorded Angel of Mine or whatever.
That was my shit.
She recorded it when she was 14. But it came out when she was 15. It was another love song she had when she was 14 years old. She recorded it, but it came out when she
was 15. It's just crazy.
I guess it's because she had a shortcut. People think a shortcut.
Oh, yeah, you grown.
Exactly.
You grown.
Hell yeah. Man, yo, 90s on the beat really
Tony Braxton.
Me up, man.
You know I do a good Tony.
Tony Braxton is the reason why I like short hair. Well, the whole 90s. Family Matters, when yep. Laura had short hair.
Yep.
Halle Berry, Nia yep. Long, Kelly Rowland, when she had short
hair.
Oh,
my God. She was so...
Whatchamacallit. Yeah, all of them like had short hair.
I do my Tony now.
Tony Braxton?
I got to do
it. You can't fuck it up. Come on.
Want to hear Spanish guitar or you want to hear... what's the other good Tony?
You could... he wouldn't have been... Come on. Come on. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. What was her saddest song?
Spanish. It wasn't Spanish guitar?
No. Oh my God. I love Tony so much. I loved her so much. Like, when that song came out, I was like, whatever nigga broke her heart.
I'ma kill this motherfucker. God. That's how I used to feel about Boyz II Men. It was this.
I'm down on bended knee.
What was the one about the seasons?
Four seasons. Yo, these boys had.
They was singing.
They had wedding music and funeral music.
Come on, man.
All the week up to the end of the road. Oh my God. Why you ain't using it's unnatural. I belong to you.
What's that other song that was on Coolie High? I be singing that shit all the time.
Was it Motown Philly?
No. Fuck, this is gonna kill me. I know you know. Fuck. Meme up.
It was on Coolie High.
What's the fucking sad ass song that because Boyz II Men redid it? It was in Coolie High.
How do I say goodbye to what we had?
Oh, sorry, I can't. That's the only deep voice I can do. Tony Braxton and Cher got the same voice. That's the only thing I can do.
They made us laugh. You cried during that song. I
be the man.
I used to love how there would always be a part on any song they did where Wanye would come like he was just, like he just bust in the booth.
Do it.
Baby, I tried, almost let down in time.
Who let him in here?
Hand in my head, no, I'd rather be dead. Spending a long time to go, although we come.
And then he just changed the whole energy of the whole song. Like, sir, you need to relax.
I was like, damn, why he turning up so much?
Who let him in here?
He thought he was a headliner. He was like, I'm closing out the show.
I'm closing.
Fellas. I got this one. Fellas.
Oh, shit.
But one thing I did love about 90s or whatever, they fooled us.
Mm-hmm.
You thought every nigga in the group could sing.
Oh, no, they couldn't. And that's why they didn't do their own solos.
Even in the 80s, too, as well. Like, New Edition, it was only, two of them niggas singing.
Bobby?
Literally. Nope.
No, wait.
It was definitely, none of them, the one in there, he was singing, like, background vocals for the group sometimes. Mm-hmm. But everything was really Riz. Fuck, what was his name? I just forgot his fucking name just that quick. I was going to say Alvin, but that's the dude who played him.
Yeah.
But Ralph Trasman used to do all the vocals for them. Them other niggas were just there. Like, literally were just there. Ronnie could never sing.
Ronnie can't sing?
Ronnie and Michael Bivins could never sing. That's why they went and did BBD or whatever, so they could like kind of rap talk. And what? What's his name could do the singing.
The singing.
Yeah. So it was like, yo,
wait
so
a minute,
Mike could
you
do that.
It's driving me out of my mind.
Michael,
yeah. Oh,
so, yeah.
That a motherfucker?
So these motherfuckers really had groups of niggas that couldn't sing. They were just there for the look and to dance. Real
play.
Talk. What's his name used to be performing with his mic off?
Play.
Ronnie used to be performing with his mic off.
Now you got me, sir.
Yeah, this is what they did to us.
And I can't stop thinking about it.
Then we started moving into a fucking era where somebody can literally get on the track and sing or move their lips while this other girl's vocals is on that number one hit.
Oh, my God.
J-Lo and
J-Lo, we know. We know now.
Fucking.
Yeah.
You lucky
yeah.
You did Selena, so I'm respect.
That's legit. She been riding that shit for a while
hey,
now.
Yo, real talk.
And it's a really good
Selena
movie.
Selena would have been popping right now.
Oh, Selena would have been number one on
I
the charts.
I promise to God, I was in Subway. I heard her joint. I could fall in love. I was getting a Subway sandwich, my nigga. I asked for avocado, cucumbers, the tomato, and I also had like tears on that shit too. You know what it is to eat
well,
a
bread
roasted.
Is spongy,
oh,
so you can sop it up with
man.
You with the bread.
Damn, she could sing, man.
What's that song? And there's no way the world I'd rather be.
And when you
than hearing my
at the end, at the end of the movie,
now I'm about to
movie?
Cry. Yes, you know I did. You had to, and they used to show it at school. Now I'm saying.
It was so big in Texas. Like,
if you can't, don't say shit about Selena.
You can't.
Negatively. You'll get murdered.
Here go the thing. J-Lo was fine. J-Lo is fine currently, right?
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo was fine back then.
Oh, yeah.
But then you go and look at Selena.
Oh,
like,
Selena was
God
bad.
Damn.
I was literally just looking at some pictures of Selena. Oh, my God damn, she was thick. Selena was thick in a mug. Like,
yo,
She was thick before it was thick.
You know what I'm saying?
And then just her, because her mom made her costumes, right? Mm. Like, her costumes and her outfits were fucking dope. She
man,
was fucking look. Beautiful. And in every picture you see, she's smiling. And she's so nice to her fans and shit.
Yo,
like,
man, when I say,
man.
Like, how can Jennifer Lopez be a beautiful woman and still not do Selena justice?
I don't know.
That's the craziest part, because this woman was like, yikes, like, knockout.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, my bad, but yeah, that's
R&B. It was classic music that was good.
And it feeds the soul, man. It feeds the soul. Yeah, absolutely. Also, do that on Sundays. It's very therapeutic.
What?
I have a day where it's only R&B.
I used to do one on Get High.
Oh, word?
Like, a lot, yeah.
Like,
I got playlists.
I cannot listen to any rap.
I was listening to Tatiana Ali. You remember she used to sing?
Holy shit.
I was listening to her song. I forgot what song it was. I got it on my thing.
You're breaking my heart. What was it she say on Fresh Prince? What did she say on Fresh Prince?
I remember Tevin Campbell. Oh, Tevin Campbell went hard, too. Yo, okay. So, this is random. I used to have really low self-esteem. And so, like, it was that Brown Eyed Girl song by Tevin Campbell. My dad always used to play that. So I'd just be in the back seat, like, maybe he's singing to me.
Yo, but that's what music does for us. It's therapeutic.
Hold my hand. All the things. Hold it.
This isn't consent.
You signed the form when you came in. It's a clause. Yo, look, daydreaming.
Yeah.
Peter Guns was on that shit.
That's how old that was.
Blackstreet. You remember when they did the Rugrats?
Take
me there.
I want to go there. Take me there. And Blackstreet came out of nowhere. Make a wish. Just close your eyes and count to five. Because you know that everything will be all right. See the magic in your eyes.
Sorry, I'm not hitting all the notes. I'm
also, Teddy.
They got names.
Teddy Riley. I heard he wasn't singing when he was in that group. Absolutely.
I feel played.
Absolutely. He wasn't singing. He was just there making the beats. He knew it was writing everything.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I wish my voice wasn't gone.
Blackstreet had a song. They had a remix to Janet Jackson. It's called I Get So Lonely. And the reason why I bring up that video, and I love that song and video to this day, which pisses me off every time they do a tribute to Janet Jackson, she never does this song. And the reason why that song is so important to me, Because there's a part where she goes, now break it down, break it down. Break and she goes, down. You know that. She starts unloosening her shirt, right? It's like a button-down shirt. Mm-hmm. And then she busts, no. And she goes, boom. Bah! And she shows her breast, right? Not her, it's in a bra.
Bra breast.
My dad saw us watching that on BET. He cut the motherfucker off. The whole table was off. So when BET did a tribute to her, or somebody did a tribute to her, and she didn't do that, nobody did that song, I felt played.
He's like, I got in trouble for this.
Exactly. All this cable, it will come off. My parents said, it will come off. I'm deleted. He unplugged the shit, went outside with the wire ripped it. He was so upset.
He did it all the way.
He was upset. And I was thinking about, damn, he caught that. Imagine how he would have felt.
Oh, the Super Bowl?
If you would have saw BT uncut.
Oh, must be your way. They were swiping credit cards and people booty crack. That's a whole nother conversation.
And that was amazing, too, by the way. It was dope. Bring BT Uncut back. It was dope. Rap City back. Bring Hits from the Streets back. Milky. Bring it back. We need that. Cedar's World.
Cedar's World.
Global Grooves. Flavor of Love. We need it all right back. See, the problem is these kids ain't have no Teen Summit.
That's the
with
problem.
With Ananda Lewis.
You show right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, they don't know about that. They don't know about that. See, that's y'all problem right now. Y'all didn't have TRL when TRL was popping.
Yeah, when they had good shit on there.
Y'all ain't had it.
Tell them again.
That's y'all problem. They didn't have Global Grooves where literally it'll be three different places in the globe where they're having a fucking party and they're recording everything while everybody's
doing that shit no more.
They ain't doing that. Man. Y'all didn't grow up on that, and that's y'all problem now.
Y'all need some neo soul. They ain't got no Anthony Hamilton.
They ain't got no
Jill Scott.
Y'all didn't have Midnight Love before.
That's their problem. They don't know love. See, that's why y'all just be fucking and not making love. Used to make love. That's what y'all do. Y'all just pull your dick out.
That's just y'all problem.
Ain't no foreplay.
Flies come out of nowhere, man. If I suck on that pussy,
oh my God,
that'll get you wet.
When I tell you, flies makes me... To this day, I have not forgiven Plies for what he did on Daddy's Home. Because that's one of my favorite songs. Because it's just, Daddy's home for me.
Knock, knock, guess what the goons on?
Like, bro, sir, sir.
I'm sorry, he did do that.
Sir, because I really be in the group. I just want to get chucked. And you be like, yeah, what's up, Usher?
Guess what the goons on?
A lot of I hate when they start to add. Everything don't
used
need
to ruin.
They do. Good everything R&B doesn't songs. Need a rap verse.
That is true. But the thing is, hip hop got so popular taken for granted.
Yeah.
That they had to.
And see,
every R&B song needed, like that was supposed to be
and
a single.
And I'm fine
that.
With it if it goes with the flow. That's like, absolutely. I just had a conversation with somebody, like, the king of features is Ludacris. Because Ludacris. Absolutely. Is a master at staying on topic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, this motherfucker makes
friends.
A list.
Yeah.
I hate Lil Jon for that shit.
Yeah.
Because,
girl, you know me for a long time, shawty. But sir, fucking never.
Sir,
on my plate,
bro. We were in a groove. Yeah, we were in a groove. And he just.
Yeah. I remember there was a time where Lil Jon couldn't be on. It's not that he couldn't be on the radio. But it was like, you might as well not even put his song on there because all you hear is...
But...
That's it. He had a song called Ho. He had a song called Bitch. He had a song called Put Your Hood Up, which started every fight. I made a list, top 30. Go on my social media page on Instagram. I made a list of the top 30 songs niggas used to fight to. He literally has 7 songs in the top 15.
I'm done.
It's like... Crazy, so it was all, am I lying? Y'all know I'm not lying. This motherfucker used to start all the fights, like every song. So yeah, if he wasn't starting the fight, he was making your ass shake that ass.
Either or.
With Yin Yang Twins was the best thing that ever happened to my
Whistle
life.
Why you twig. Go ahead and start and
make a pussy fart
and whistle why you twerk something.
Yin Yang.
But I'm not talking about that.
I'm sorry.
It goes, 369.
Damn bitch, fine.
That song. It was very important. And I felt they should have performed that at the Super Bowl.
They did.
369 on the scrimmage line would have been great.
Oh, that would have been dope.
For the halftime show.
To change it, yep.
And they would have had, you know, girl outfits.
Over there, bitches.
Yeah, they would have been bent over. Like, you know, in the 3-point stance, twerking, on the 50-yard line. Like,
I took my hard-ass booty out.
Goddamn, look at Shawty. She making it ass
jiggle. I like the way she wobbly with that wiggle. Anybody down for my nursery rhyme with her?
We should do an album.
So we're going to make a petition right now.
I want that.
Yin Yang Twins and Lil Jon got to perform at the Super Bowl coming up soon.
We need to make that happen. Let's start on that.
So, yeah.
So thank you so much, Kanice, for coming.
Yeah, we only did like 4 hours.
Yeah, we did. It was fine, but I love you. Tell the people where to find you.
Oh, on all social media platforms, Kanice100K. Kanice is spelled C-A-N-I-C-E. That's Can and Ice, put it together. And 100K, like 100,000, but with a K because... So Kanice100K on everything, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Instagram is where I keep everybody updated with every damn thing, so follow me.
And once again, I am Roxy Hayes. Thank you once again to the homie Kanice. Please go follow him. And I'm on everything. Absolutely. It's all Roxy Hayes, R-O-X-X-Y-H-A-Z-E, on all platforms. Thank you for checking out this episode of Bedtime Bitchin' with Roxy Hayes. It comes out every Thursday. Thank you so much. Let's end it on some more yin yang. Yes, we fade today.
Yin yang in this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, get a stain.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see you make that pussy fall.
Good luck. How do you start a verse like that?
And how do we both know that that's what we're going to see?
I wanted to do that.
I'm done. We're done here. Fade out.
Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly nigga. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed, it's just me high up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give a fuck about what you wear.